Hey, thank you. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, broadcasting from the Proceed booth at the International Crop Expo, where one of the guys on the committee has kind of put this show together for a number of years, is University of Minnesota Extension, is the Agronomy Farm Manager. Is that your official title, Lionel?
Yep.
And you kind of went private for a couple of years. Now you're back at Extension.
Yeah, back with the university system again.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
So give the ice show of 2020 a score. How was it?
You know, I think it turned out overall real well. We had really, first day is always a little better attended. Uh-huh. And a lot of these people have been doing this quite a number of years and know a lot of the vendors on the floor. And they were all really pleased with traffic on the first day. Yeah. Second day is a little bit slower, but we still had pretty good turnout as it came.
Yeah. I like the format. You have just a tremendous number of breakout sessions and meetings on, like, in the morning. And yep. Then people can either go to the keynote speaker. Yesterday we had a famous ag economist here from Virginia. And today you had a food blogger. But she's on the Food Network, and that's kind of cool, too. So
you know, that was kind of fun. I was kind of curious to how it might go over, and I think it went over pretty well. There was, you know, I think they set the room up for about 400 people or so, and there's probably 250 to 300 people in there listening to her. So
yeah,
that was kind of neat. It was neat to see. It was people went home, there were a lot of wives in the room, which is kind of neat.
Right.
And I think that's kind of nice to, you know, bring their wives along out to the show, and they get walk through at the show also and see some of the new technology.
Yeah, farmers grow food,
yes,
and that's what it's all about, is connecting with the consumer. And she's kind of the trying to do that too, is, you know, what is it, farm to, what is her slogan, Molly Ye is
I can't remember.
Farm girl, yeah.
And the neat part about it is being a cook, or a cook like she is, and having her own, she's learning where the food actually comes from now.
Right.
Moving out to a farm, marrying a farmer, she's actually seeing how all this goes, starts right from the ground on up. So she kind of alluded to that in her talk many different times.
Yeah.
How she's learned the whole food, how the food's growing, where it actually comes from, where her pizza crust comes from.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she's making, her and her husband, I think, are making pizza crust on the farm from the wheat they grow.
From the wheat they grow. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's awesome. So, all right. Well, so, yeah. Tip of the hat to you. A great show. We'll do it again next year. And the ice show is a great destination for a lot of people up here in northeast North Dakota, northwest Minnesota. So everybody come to Grand Forks for a big show. It's a good one. So let's talk about agronomy and in northwest Minnesota. Are you planning on doing any specific research here on the agronomy farm there in Crookston?
Yeah, we're trying to incorporate some of what they're doing on the smaller plots or some of the best management practices that the folks in Extension are going out and talking about and the researchers are working on, and try to incorporate that more into a larger scale, commercial scale.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives them an opportunity to see if what they're seeing in the small plots is actually working in the real world, if you will.
Okay.
So we're incorporating and working a little closer with the researchers on that.
Sure. So you're kind of taking what they're doing on these, you know, on the microcosm, and trying to see if it really is applicable on a few acres.
Huh? No, that's right. That's what we're working on doing.
Yep. Yeah. Now, are you saturated, soaked, and flooded there on the agronomy farm too?
Yeah, we are. It's wet. We went in to freeze up wet, and there's still corn in the fields around, and guys, there were some beets, quite a few beets around the area that didn't get off.
Yeah, I think around northeast of Grand Forks there's where it was the wettest.
Yeah, further to west of us toward east Grand Forks was a lot worse than we were right around the Crookston area, but there's still a lot of beets that were left out in that area also.
Yeah, a tragedy, really.
It was a
natural disaster. I mean, volcanoes and earthquakes and floods and all of that, but, you know, coronavirus, but man, 30, 40, 50, in some place 100% of the sugar beets did not come out of the ground.
Oh, they didn't. And I know a lot of friends, a lot of guys I know that had left a lot of crop a lot of beets in the field this year. And one thing I noticed today, and I was kind of curious to see what the last 2 days of the show, the attitudes, if you will, of the growers and the people, but there's a lot of optimism out there. And like we said, you know, mentioned yesterday, a lot of these guys are kind of, you know, shutting the door on last year, which it's over, done with, and we still have... Also, a lot of them still cropping corn to get off,
But
it's time to time to move on to the next.
You're right. Yeah, put that 2019 behind us and onward and upward. Yep. So, yeah, and yeah, I still think a lot of people don't understand the tragedy of the sugar beets, the fact that they were not able to deliver that crop to the factory. There, even though they own the co-op, mm-hmm. they still are under contract, and they had to pay for the undelivered, you know, pay the penalty, I
yep.
guess.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. It's that hurts.
It does. It hurts. It sure does.
Yeah. But been growing sugar beets up here for over 100 years, and this has only happened a couple of times?
Yeah, I think that, yeah. You talk to some of the older generation, and it has happened before. They had some crop in the ground, but yeah. I don't know if it's ever quite to this extent.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's still, you know, so if it's 100 years, two years where that happened, still 98% of a great crop, high value.
That's right.
Yeah. So
$100 a lot of time.
Yeah. Now, do you research sugar beets on the agronomy research farm there?
The research station does. The research side of it does. We have there do a lot of disease work and stuff.
Okay.
With it on sugar beets.
Yeah. Yep. So have you got like the best farming job in the state of Minnesota? You just get to, you know, work the farm and do all these little projects and
yeah, it's actually a lot of fun. There's you know four of us on the commercial side, and that's basically you do the same run it as any other farm in the countryside is run.
Uh-huh.
And so yeah, it's a lot of fun.
What all crops do you grow there?
We grow sugar beets, soybeans, wheat, and corn.
All right, the four majors here.
Four majors,
yeah. Yeah, and. Now, if it was a typical farm, you probably wouldn't plant much wheat, though, right?
Yeah, we still like to have the wheat in just for the, you know, with the sugar beets in rotation and that sort of stuff.
We got to have something for Yoakum to come look at.
That's right, Yoakum. We got to keep him busy. Got to keep him on his toes. Otherwise, he's,
just sits there and types all day.
That's right. Get him out of the office.
Right. So, what are you discovering there? What are you learning on the agronomy farm there at U of M Crookston?
Well, I tell you, as far as I'm fairly new there. I've only been there a couple seasons, but the research side of it, a lot of the cutting edge stuff, a lot of the disease stuff that they look at the University of Minnesota and NDSU kind of work together, and a lot of the sugar beet stuff, and it's done right up there at the on the research center.
Uh-huh.
And and Yoakum has a lot of wheat trials out there, both disease stuff and variety trials. That are watched pretty closely.
Yeah.
And there's some stuff that, I think it's Silthium is how you pronounce the plant. There's a couple, they got a couple projects like that these guys are working on, just looking at different cropping systems or potential cropping systems.
Sure.
So there's all sorts of stuff going on.
Yeah, put it more than in a greenhouse on a 10x10 plot, the university plot. You try to make it work.
Yep. Yeah. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. All righty. Well, Lionel Olson, thank you very much for doing the work you do there at Crookston. And it's a great four-year ag program there at the University of Minnesota Crookston.
You know it is. They have a really, really good college here. It is the University of Minnesota, and they always like to sell it. Your degree is going to, your certificate will say the University of Minnesota, not the University of Minnesota Crookston.
Uh-huh.
But it is a very good agronomy or ag program, very good agronomy program there.
Yeah, and it's everything is smaller. NDSU is great, but it's big.
That's right.
And a lot of people. Now, I like what the Lake Region Precision Ag program out there in Devil's Lake. Everybody can transfer in, and all the credits transfer. Great little addition to their program too.
That's going to be fun to see how that'll take off. That'll be a good program, I think.
Yeah. All righty. Well, Lionel, do we have the dates figured out for next year? I should have looked it up.
I should have looked it up too. I don't know. I haven't looked that far ahead to next year's, but yeah, we have the dates. The show dates should be on the website, and I believe they're all for 5 or 6 years out, so a person can mark them on their calendar.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday of the third week of February.
Yep.
Generally, it's the
second or third week. It all depends on the. Yep.
For me, it's a great time because it's in between the National Farm Machinery Show and Commodity Classic. So.
Oh, sure.
Although in the next couple of years, Commodity Classic is moving into March, so I guess so. But anyway, I'll be here next year, and again, sure appreciate all the great help and coordination you provide us. You got a nice little table out here in the lobby, and proceeds been good to us, so thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate you coming up here and, and working with us.
It was a great show, a lot of good learning, and everybody, I think, had a good time, so successful ice show. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. All right.